Haywood Banks is back in the studio here today, tuning his guitar in the background. It takes him several hours to get ready for every show that he does, and he also has to tune up his voice, as you can tell. He is working at Art Vilov's Comedy, etc. in Fairview Heights this weekend, and I'm happy to have him back in the studio with me today. Haywood, how are you?
Lovely to see you, Mr. Harris.
Lovely to see you. What have you been up to?
Just waiting in cryonic suspension for you to show up here.
Sometimes it's a long
wait. Yeah, sometimes a long wait.
Yes, we've actually had some people melt and refreeze.
That's good. Wow. And that freezer burn is pretty bad.
Once we had a guy who we had not completely closed the Ziploc bag on, and that did not go well for anybody.
That's why when they freeze me, I want to be frozen with a box of baking soda.
Just so you come out fresh?
Just so I come up fresh. Yeah, it absorbs the smell. You know, you don't want to say, oh, golly, it's nice to have Haywood back, but he kind of smells like old salami. It's like a kind of, you don't want that refrigerator smell.
I remember old salami.
When you come back.
I saw him perform that blues act of his down at Blueberry Hill a few years ago. He was a very, very talented guy. You don't want to smell like him.
No, absolutely.
Now, do you believe in that sort of thing? Do you believe that humans can be frozen and brought back to life?
I don't know. Have they done it before? I know that they can do that with frogs, and they can do it with...
They can?
Certain things are in cryonic suspension.
Yes, but have they brought any back?
Yeah, well, frogs, I think, freeze at the bottom of the pond every year.
And then come back to life and are happy and healthy and croaking?
Yeah, well, I can't say what their psychological profile is, but... I have not heard of some kind of frog big meltdown.
No, nor have I.
With frogs.
But I don't want to be the first guy who they try to defrost from the human freezerterium there.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you
That's
want...
That's true. I mean, yeah, I've had steaks that have been in the freezer for too long, you know. It
yeah.
Has that, a certain, I don't know. Are they going to, what would you do, your entire head or just your, well, I mean, that'd be quite a freezer on itself.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Get that melon.
You mean go in
that melon in the freezer.
You mean go in the Ted Williams room?
Yeah. Would you do just the head or the entire body?
Well, I don't understand just freezing the head. Am I going to wake up in a science fiction movie or am I going to come back to real life?
What's the difference from it now? Whether this is like a science fiction movie anyway.
Well, I am a giant talking head in real life. I understand that. But seriously.
Yeah, so, they just need a bellows.
What do you think the concept is of just freezing the head? Explain the science or what you think might be the science behind
that. Well,
it's
probably a space thing. You know, it's like, do you want a 2,000-square-foot apartment or a 1,000-square-foot?
Oh, you don't mean outer space. You mean actual, literally, they don't have enough space for the whole
not,
body.
Yeah, they just, you know, maybe you can get a smaller apartment is cheaper. You only need a studio.
Two by two.
You need a studio. when you're ahead.
You certainly don't need enough space because you're not running around. You don't have to worry about when I crawl out of bed in the morning. You're not crawling out of bed. You're
rolling
a skull.
Out of bed. Yeah, you're rolling out of bed. you don't want to wake up in Dahmer's freezer or something. You want to if you're going to be frozen.
Yeah. No, but I mean, if that were possible, and I don't think it is, I'm going to need some evidence that they've actually.
I mean, they're
done
freezing
it with some people.
I mean, you don't think they can thaw them?
Well, anybody can freeze people.
Yeah, they can freeze it. You know,
it's the defrosting.
It's
the thawing,
defrosting.
It's the bringing back to real life.
That's true.
Until that's actually done, I'm going to have to put myself in the skeptical camp.
The reanimation.
Yes.
Yes. I'm stumped on there.
Me too. Man.
I'm perplexed.
Well,
as they say,
something for you to work in the Haywood Banks laboratories. See if you can come up with.
You know,
something
but the
like
thing,
that.
The thing is, probably the most uncomfortable thing is when you are defrosted. If you're just like a head, so it's like when people, there's all these like terms when, it's like I'm dying to be there. I was, I'd kill to do this. I mean, you go to a funeral and all of a sudden those things. Oh God, I guess we probably shouldn't.
He was a comedian.
I practically killed myself trying to get here.
You're a comedian. You don't want to hear, boy, he really died last night. And you actually did.
Exactly. Yeah. You probably have to, if somebody's just ahead coming back, you have to think ahead or, I'm trying to get ahead in life.
Right.
Those kind of things, they come up and be uncomfortable.
Yeah. He's got a head for business and nothing else.
That's exactly. I actually have a guy that, does some tree trimming for me that has one eye. Mm-hmm. And so there's always some You know, he's got an eye for business, or he's got, you know, those things just come up. You don't realize, you know, those, you know, it's like owning a certain car. All of a sudden you realize, oh, there's all these same cars and,
yeah,
you know, same kind of thing.
Is this an inappropriate time for me to ask you to play that song?
Probably, totally.
Not that we planned any of this as a lead into that.
I probably could have played that. Well, I want to play something new for you.
All right, we'll get to something new, but I would like to hear this because it's one of my favorite Haywood Banks tunes.
Fine. This is...
It's M over high C there.
Here we go.
Okay.
M over high C.
That's what it sounded like.
It's like H1N1. Sounds like a weird bingo, doesn't it? Did they take just a name of an animal and stick it with a... like monkey pox, chicken pox.
Swine flu. Yeah.
I don't know. Gorillaria, you know. Hamster herpes, I don't know.
No, you don't want that.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that.
Yeah, isn't that what Richard Gere had?
You know, you would veer off badly.
You know, now my lawyer is listening and saying, not again. Do I need that phone call again? No. Go ahead.
Yeah, get out of gear, as they say. I got a gal with just one eye. No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry old if a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little cyclops, go. She's the one eye, one eye, one eye. She's the one eye, one eye love. She's the one eye, one eye. She's the one eye, one eye love. Well, now you might wonder what she's thinking. 'Cause it looks like she's a-winking. In arguments I yell and cry. She don't see the other side. There's other words in here. Sandy Duncan, oh, she's the one eye, one eye, one eye. She's the one eye, one eye love. She's the one eye, one eye, one eye. She's the one eye, one eye love.
Haywood Banks here on the Big 550 KTRS. He's at Art Relove's Comedy Center in Fairview Heights tonight and tomorrow night. You can get tickets by calling 618-628-HA-HA.
They're open again.
Yay.
Yeah.
618-628-4242 is the phone number. We're back with Haywood in just a moment. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris filling in for John Brown and Trish Gazelle, who are both off today. They'll be back Monday. Haywood Banks is here in the studio with me. He's working out at Art Relove's Comedy, etc. in Fairview Heights this weekend. A couple of nights ago, I was flicking around on the TV, and I came across on one of those HBO channels an old young comedians special.
Old young.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
How old?
It's
90.
It's got to be 1988, I think it was.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was you in...
Richard Jenny.
Richard Jenny was the host.
Kathy Ladman. No, Paul Rodriguez was the host.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jenny was on there. And
Kathy Ladman and a couple other people.
You were wearing the most garish plaid jacket.
My plaid jacket.
Do you still have it?
I still have the jacket, but it was, you know, it turns out you can only wear a jacket so many nights in a row before internally it gives up.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the lining kind of frays out starting, you know.
You only had one?
I could only find one jacket.
I guess once they make one garish one, they say, how many of these are we going to sell?
Yeah, it was red and green Stuart plaid, and it was a, you know, beautiful jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a golf outing that hands out these jackets. Yeah. And then I went to these green polyester jackets, and I was buying it at a men's store in Ann Arbor, and the guy said, well, you know, all the city council wears this jacket.
Ooh.
I'm in.
You had to have one.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you look important.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get on that HBO comedy? Not that you didn't deserve to be there, but I'm curious. I mean,
well,
I'm only
that particular set. I don't know if I did. But
I've only known you 20 years, and this was 21 years ago, so I don't know.
Yeah, it was a
backstory.
I had won the Johnny Walker comedy contest. There was a Johnny Walker liquor had a comedy contest.
National,
and I went to Chicago and won the local thing, and then I went to Los Angeles and won the final thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year, I came back to do a little set on the, you know, at the final again, and Bud gets up and says, well, the competition was a lot stiffer this year. Oh, thanks, Bud.
Bud Freeman?
Bud Freeman,
from the
Improv, yeah. He said that. And of course, the guy that had won, I had beat the year before. So,
uh-huh.
But I'm not bitter about that. Who would even remember? Who would even think of that?
That's such a weird concept. I've hosted a couple of comedy competitions.
Yeah, it's so apples and oranges.
Yeah.
You know, I just happen to be a shinier object.
And so by winning
it's the a curse I have, you know.
By winning the national competition, that gave then, you...
Yeah, I got on the HBO and I did Evening at the Improv. And
that launched everything?
And it launched everything, yes.
Cool.
And that's why I am where I am today.
Well, you know what? Somebody has to take the path that eventually gets into Art Vila's Comedy Center in Fairview Heights.
I know. I know. Exactly.
Were you doing a lot of songs in those days? Because I've always been...
I did an hour and a half show. I still do an hour and a half.
Right.
So they said, we want you to do 7 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I have an hour and a half worth of material. How am I going to get it in 7 minutes? So I did my best.
Yes.
To cram it in there.
And mm-hmm.
There was not a lot of pauses.
No, it was very, very ba-dum, 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 ba-dum,
yeah.
ba-dum.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I think you only did one song in that
I probably
set.
Did Fly's Eyes, or maybe I did Toast.
No, you know what? You did both, now that I think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to do the Toast song.
Toast. They got to have the Toast.
And that actually launched 1,000 Ships there.
Mm-hmm.
Toast is massive hit.
And then what happened after you did the HBO gig? Did that, were you now booked in comedy clubs everywhere? Or?
When I won the contest, it was like they said, the winner is Haywood Banks, won the Johnny Walker National Comedy Search, and you get door number one. You open it up and you're outside. So it was really a fantastic...
You mean you didn't get your immediate entree into every improv,
yeah.
every funny bone, every yuck yucks, every
yeah,
chuckle place? And...
No, I played a couple of improvs, and that was about it.
Wow.
And then just a lot of people did not understand what I was doing.
Now, do people come up to you now, having seen your act the way it is today, and they have now seen this
yeah,
HBO
Yeah, they say,
thing from...
where is the ladder? How come you don't have the ladder with you?
I forgot the
yeah,
ladder.
Yeah, I really need, you know, I carried a ladder for 15 years.
Yes.
And then I finally just said, you know, there's some debris that has to fall off on the long track, so.
The act has changed. It's mutated.
It is mutated.
It's turned into the genius parcel of entertainment that it is today.
Thank you.
Which somehow,
thank you, Mr. Harris.
You're welcome. Which somehow gets us to the new song that you want to do.
Oh, yes.
I'm
going to play a new song for you.
I wouldn't let you play it in the previous segment.
Oh, I was gonna play this, but I got a song I just wrote. I can find the words.
When he says I just wrote, he means literally. He's got. He's actually got the lyrics in front of him here in the studio.
This is...
What's it called?
It's called, I'm not sure.
It's that new, he couldn't even think of a title.
Okay, here we go. There is a singing single. There's a selling celebrity. A worthless in worthlisting too. And a grave in every gravy. There's a mess in every message. There's a liver in delivery. There is a pay in patriot and spit in hospitality. But there's a tuna, there's a tuna, there's a tuna in every opportunity. Chunk Light or Abacore, guess who's knocking at your door? It's the tuna of opportunity. If you take the two A's out of aardvark, if you take the two O-L's out of llama, if you take the two O's out of ooze, put them all together, they spell hello. There's a dye in every diet. There's gas in gastrointestinal tract.
There's men in mental illness, and there's ovary in overreact. But there's tuna, there's a tuna. There's tuna in every opportunity. Chunk Light or Abacore, guess who's knocking at your door? It's the tuna of opportunity. Well, usually Del Monte tuna knocks in the morning. Sometimes bumblebee in the afternoon. A lot of time chicken of the sea after midnight. But it's always darkest before the dawn. Yes, there's a tuna. There's a tuna. There's a tuna in every opportunity. Water, oil, or ahi, come on, give it a drahi. It's the tuna of opportunity.
Wow. Hey, Wood Banks.
There we go.
Now in the jingle writing business. One of the, some tuna company's going to call you. We'd like to have that as ours.
Tuna and opportunity. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Let me take a break. We'll come back with more. You can go see Haywood in person this weekend in Fairview Heights. Is it two shows tonight and three tomorrow?
It's one show tonight, one show tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. You can get tickets at 618-628-4242 or more information on how to get to Art Velo's Comedy Etc. in Fairview Heights. Haywood Banks here with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris filling in for John Brown and Trish Gazelle, who'll be back here on Monday at noon. In about a half hour, I'm going to introduce you to Larry Harris, no relation to me, but one of the guys who was behind Casablanca Records in the 70s. It had nothing to do with Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman and everything to do with disco in this country. Songs like Love to Love You Baby by Donna Summer and YMCA by the Village People and that great disco group Kiss. What? Yeah, Kiss was on the same label, so you could rock and roll all night and then party every day. And then go to the disco the next night. I think that was the extended version of that single.
Wow.
Anyway, Larry Harris was there, and he's written about his days there.
He's lived through it. That's the main thing.
Barely lived through it.
Wow.
Wait till you hear this guy's stories in about a half hour here on the Big 550 KTRS. Right now, Haywood Banks is here with me in the studio, and I said to Haywood about 2 minutes before we were coming back on, so is there anything in particular you want to talk about? And he said, no.
No.
Nothing in particular. How's life on the road? Are you on the road as much as you always were?
Yeah, the fall and spring are huge for me. Summer's a little slow, but that's fine.
Why is that in the comedy business? I've noticed that through
people
the years.
People go outside.
That's crazy talk.
People go outside. They have barbecues. The show starts at 8 and the sun goes down at 9:30.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard.
Why don't you start the show at 9:30?
Well,
I mean, I'm just trying to help.
Because then people have to get up. Still have to get up at 6.
Ah.
So
you start at 9:30, you're done by 10.
Blame it on the sun. I'm blaming everything on the sun.
Stupid seasons. Yeah. Ruining everything.
I know.
What about winter? You, if summer's not, people are inside
winter,
in the winter.
Excellent. Excellent.
Lots of business in the winter?
Yeah, because people are, cabin fever.
Mm-hmm.
Stir crazy. Excuse me. Phlegm. You know why spit floats?
No, why?
Flamboyancy.
A small
group of people know that.
What else are you going to play for us today? You got another new song?
Quickly. Yeah, I want to play a song that I really feel that I kind of pride myself in my songwriting.
Yeah.
And, thank you. And this song, I think,
you
is really...
You are one of the most witty... I mean, so I'm being completely honest with you. You're one of the wittiest lyricists.
Well, thank you.
I know.
And I think this song is really a showcase of why people should turn off their phone if they come into...
he's talking about you.
Onto a radio station.
Yeah.
This song is a song where I've not only written, I think, great lyrics, but I've created a whole new type or genre of music, much like I've combined two different types of music, like they took country music and rock, made country rock, mm-hmm. or classical music and rock made classic rock.
Yes.
I've taken two of my favorite kinds of music, country music and Hawaiian. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Hawaiian music.
Yeah.
And mix them together in something I like to call country Hawaiian music. This is a...
a new genre has been
born. Yeah, a whole new type or a genre of music. Two of my favorite singers, Johnny Cash,
mm-hmm.
the famous country singer, Johnny Cash, probably had a lot of unreported income.
Yes.
Make that out to Cash. just make it out to Cash.
Right.
And Don Ho, the famous Hawaiian singer, is kind of a Johnny Don Cash Ho song. And
mm-hmm.
I think you'd be amazed and delighted on how seamlessly I've mixed or melded these two types.
I'm looking forward to hearing
genres of music.
Okay.
Do we still have time?
We have plenty of time.
Okay.
Did you think the intro took so long we were out of time? No.
Well, my whole family, we like to eat yams, yams and ham and M&M's. Sometimes with Grammy, she make a little lamb. Grammy's lamb and yam and ham and M&M's. Grammy's lamb and yam, yam and lamb and ham, ham and lamb and yam and M&M's. Grammy's lamb and yam, yam and lamb and ham, ham and lamb and yam and M&M's. Oh, waka 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 hee hee, a la 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 ee. What a wee wiki 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 ho wa. La 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 wa wee wee. Oh, waka waka hi.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, my Uncle Danny likes to make Spam Dan, Spam and Grammy's lamb and yam and ham and M&M. Sometimes he'll throw some jam in the pan, a jam, a pan, a pan, a jam, a lamb and jam and slam. Grammy's lamb and yam, yam and lamb and ham, ham and lamb and yam and M&M's. Danny's spam and yam, lamb and ham and ham, ham and lamb and yam and M&M's. Whoa, wiki, 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 wah, wah, la, 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 wah, 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 yam, waka, waka, hi, la, la, hi.
That is beautiful. Very nicely done.
Thank you.
Was the Hawaiian the literal translation of the lyrics?
Let me apologize to any Hawaiians listening. Mm-hmm. I'm just taking the Berlitz. Hawaiian.
So you may have said the word for spam in Hawaiian, or you may have cursed, and you're not
a little
quite
bit
sure.
Off. Yeah. That, I mean, and that could, you know, I'd sent the a copy of the song to the president's inauguration committee. I was hoping, you know, to celebrate his Hawaiian roots.
Yeah, that would have been great
at one of the inauguration balls.
And, yes.
You know,
didn't hear back.
The mail is slow sometimes. You know, I mean, stuff gets lost all the time. You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know,
I've had many a car payment that didn't get there in time. So.
It's not really 10 months yet, so I wouldn't get upset.
Yeah. You know, exactly.
We got a phone call for you. Haywood Banks fan Scott is on the Big 550 KTRS. Scott, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Say hi to Haywood.
Hello, Haywood.
Scott, you're my best
great
friend.
Great show last night.
Oh, thank
I
you.
I can barely hear you now.
Thank you. I like to keep it that way.
I said I can barely hear you now.
Did you say I can barely hear you?
Yes, I can barely
okay,
hear you.
Okay, okay. I thought he said I can barely hear you.
He did.
Okay. Yeah.
What else did you want to say, Scott?
Once he switched over to line, I could not hear you anymore.
Okay, there you go.
What else did you want to say, Scott?
I had seen the show last night, and it was a fabulous show, even though Art didn't have a battery for you.
Oh, well, you know, I should have had a battery for me anyway.
Thanks. Okay.
But I appreciate other people taking responsibility. Oh, I needed a battery. I needed a 9-volt battery.
There's
for my...
a portion of your show that's become battery operated?
Yeah, well, you know, Christmas is coming.
You play an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, well, you know, but Christmas is coming, and I give away a lot of stuff with batteries in it. So I try and every night say, I need a battery.
Well, you just need to put up a sign, batteries not included, at tonight's Haywood Banks show.
That's true. You know, and, you know.
I think you've got something there.
A battery is great if you run out of lime, if you're having a gin and tonic. Just throw a 9-volt in there.
Really?
It's the same kind of...
Gives you a citrusy taste?
Little same kind of citrusy tingle.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. A little known secret. Yeah. That's true.
Anything else, Scott?
Just the remodeling of the club was fabulous, and the service was excellent, and I said we really had a great time last night.
Thank you. Thanks so much for calling in, Scott.
We appreciate it, Scott. Thank you very much. Here's another Haywood fan. John, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thanks.
Terrific.
Haywood, I want to let you know, it brought a tear to my eye this summer. I took my kids to the Illinois State Fair for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And as we're going in and my kids start seeing the big butter cow there, and of course, what do they kick in? Big butter Jesus.
Big butter Jesus.
It brought a tear to my eye.
Excellent. Excellent.
What's it like playing the State Fair?
It's well. See, I have a song called "Big Butter Jesus."
Oh, I know.
And
but you played the State Fair.
I have played a State Fair.
Yeah,
it's really, you know, it depends on which way the wind's blowing. Really, if you're upwind from the cattle, it's excellent.
Yes.
Downwind, not so
good. Much.
Not so much.
No, that's words to live by.
Yeah, not so much.
All right, thanks, guys.
John,
thank you. I'm glad you called. And perhaps your phone call has been an inspiration to Haywood to play a certain song for us.
It will be. I need to change a string.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Well, and you know what? I'll change a vocal cord, and we'll be right back on the Big 550 KTRS.
Excellent.
It's the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris filling in for John Brown. He'll be back Monday at noon. Haywood Banks is here with me in the studio today. Going to play another new song for you in just a moment. Before we do that, are you into the social media? Do you?
I am on Facebook.
Yeah.
I just go and say yes to whoever wants to be my friend, and then that's the last time I look at it. I just do 30, 80 people.
Do you post stuff on there?
No, you know, I think I should start doing that. I was just talking to my friend Al Canal about that. So.
How about Twitter? Do you tweet at all?
No. I'm a non-Twitterer.
I started doing it about 6 months ago. And
Well, you have something to say.
Well, I used it to promote where I am or, you know, funny lines I think of in the middle of the night. But I originally didn't want to do it because I saw other people who were doing it. Like, I'm going to the grocery store now.
Yeah.
Well, who cares? Why are you telling me that?
Exactly.
You know, oh, this is a good steak. Okay, I'm glad you're enjoying that. Why are you telling me?
I don't even like to read Christmas letters.
That
sums up the whole year.
You mean the one from the family that tells you how Bobby's doing in school and Ginny's doing at camp? And...
Yeah. Yeah. My son just got the Pulitzer Prize, and you're a big loser.
My husband got out of jail and still doesn't have a job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I
got one from my aunt saying, they have the best Jell-O at the retirement village.
Nice. Twitter is
the
140 character version of that.
It's 140 character Christmas letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
but it comes every day.
Yeah, every day you got to weed through these people's stuff. So.
Yeah. So when I do it, I'm promoting podcasts that I put on, like today after we're done, a podcast of this will appear on harrisonline.com and I'll tweet that and tell people who may have missed the show.
Something.
Yeah.
Mostly it's just walking through cobwebs.
Yes.
You know. I have to read this. It's the last thing you read while you're before you plow into the car in front of you. I just got a new cell phone. I'm trying to learn Spanish so I can use it, so I can do the text mexing thing.
Yeah,
that they're talking about. You know,
very popular. The kids love it.
The kids. Actually, it's Mex Text would be help.
Either way.
Yeah.
By the way, Haywood is online at comedyhome.com.
Comedyhome.com.
That's the website you go to buy all of his CDs.
Exactly.
And do you still have T-shirts and other paraphernalia?
I've got some great T-shirts. I got a toast. I got two different toast shirts. I've got a Big Butter Jesus shirt. Mm-hmm. I've got some great cloth bags. You know, trying to be a little green. I got a bag that says cloth bags: the environmentally friendly way to get bottled water to your Hummer, which I think sums up the whole phenomenon.
I think you're exactly right.
I've got another one that says, screw the environment, I just want my 5 cents back.
You know, about cloth bags, up until about 2, maybe 3 years ago, the only time you would ever get a cloth bag is if you donated to a PBS station. Now, they're selling them at the grocery store.
Bunch of copiers.
Yeah.
You know, you really go through them, though, if you have a dog in the city.
Well, I don't think you should be using cloth for that.
Oh. I just knew you had to have a bag.
I usually use like leather luggage.
Samsonite?
Stored in the garage.
It's good.
Eventually, it's a nice present for the guy at TSA who's going through your bags in the middle of the night.
Or you just leave it in the back of your car unlocked. That's what you do.
All right, before we run out of time, we had a request from somebody who saw you last night. Had seen you at the state fair and had seen the Big Butter cow, which leads us to Big Butter Jesus.
This is a song about a statue that's next to the expressway between Cincinnati and Dayton. It's a 60-foot statue of a man from his chest up. He's got his arms up in the air. It's kind of a pale yellow color, and it looks like it's going to come up out of the ground to attack the expressway. Mm-hmm. So, consequently, your initial reaction the first time you see it and who the statue is the same word. You're kind of driving along peacefully. You see this, you go, Jesus!
Right.
In southern Ohio, just north of Cincinnati, I beheld a vision next to the expressway. Was a 60-foot Jesus with his hands in the air.
Looks like he's carved out of butter, just like at the state fair. Big butter Jesus, sweet cream Jesus, oh country fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, oh promise Jesus, imperial Jesus. I can't believe it's not Jesus. Holy, holy Lord. Well, you see him from his chest up, like he's about to do a backflip, like he scored a touchdown, or maybe melting or about to drown. You know, I've been to the state fair. I seen a calf made out of golden corn, Miley Cyrus out of string cheese, and the Virgin out of olives. Big butter Jesus. Sing with me, Paul. Here we go.
Big
sweet
butter.
Cream Jesus. Oh, country fresh. Oh, country fresh Jesus. Unsalted, unsalted Jesus. Oh, promise. Oh, promise Jesus. Imperial, imperial Jesus. Can't believe it. I can't believe it's not Jesus. Holy, oh Lord. Shipped in pieces on a flatbed. Staring backwards was his big head. Drivers caught in traffic backups, desperately avoiding eye contact. Well, don't you make no graven images. I think it's one of the Ten Commandments. I hope the grading curve is kindly, and they get into heaven with a 90. Big butter Jesus. Sing with me, sweet cream. Here we go. Sweet cream Jesus. Old country fresh. Old country fresh Jesus. Unsalted, unsalted Jesus. Old promise Jesus. Imperial, imperial Jesus. Can't believe it. I can't believe it's not Jesus. Holy, oh Lord. I can't believe it's not Jesus. Oh, spread the word.
Great stuff. Also, the title of one of Haywood's CDs, Big Butter.
Exactly.
And you can get it on his website, comedyhome.com, or go see him this weekend at Art Vilov's Comedy Etc. 2, because they rebuilt that sucker.
Exactly, yes.
It's in Fairview Heights, and you can get information on the shows tonight and tomorrow night by calling 618-628-HAHA, which is 628-4242.
It's right at the Ramada there at the, I think, is it Collinsville exit? It's 159. Was it? Fairview Heights, the Fairview Heights exit.
There you go.
Right there.
Great to see you again.
Thank you.
Have fun this weekend. Go see him.
Lovely to see you.
This is the Big 550 KTRS.